kings and queens, brothers and sisters, and my listening audience around the globe. Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringed. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. Brothers and sisters, kings and queens, I'm going to give you all a couple of Bible scriptures that I want you to keep in mind during this entire broadcast. And then I'll give you a little commentary before Apostle General Jenny delivers the spiritual word of the day. The first one is coming from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Please, it would do you well to remember that them verses throughout this broadcast. Now let's go and do Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22 and 23.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye...
Hold up, you ladies and gentlemen. That's the wrong verse. All right, sorry about that. I got it right now. Leviticus chapter 18, verses 22 to 23.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion.
Okay, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I want y'all to keep those scriptures and those verses in mind as we continue through this broadcast. Before we get into today's spiritual moment of the day that's going to be brought to us by Apostle General Jennings, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give y'all a little background information why this spiritual moment is so important. Because your president, and I have to say it that way because he's definitely not my president. I didn't vote for him. President Biden and the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, has replaced, listen at this now, replaced the word mother with birthing people. And they claim all of this is because of a maternal health guidance that they need for their physical budget. Which, let me tell you right now, I totally and 100% disagree with. But I'm going to get into the semantics, and then I'm going to put Pastor General Jennings on so he can give you the spiritual relevance to this obnoxious behavior by the Biden administration. Now, according to the White House physical budget for 2022 to replace the word mothers with birthing people in a section about public health funding, and prompting a ridiculous Monday from President Biden on his from his conservative critics. Now, you know what? Now, the Biden administration is trying to say because of the budget, it includes a health care section which addresses the reduced maternal mortality rate and end race bias disparities, which do exist, I will agree with that, and maternal mortality. Now, this budget supposedly specifically addresses, a racial disparities between blacks, between American Indians, between Alaskan Natives, and other women of color. Now, okay, fine. I find that credible for trying to definitely reduce the mortality rate that's going on. But listen, this here changing the word on birthing people from mothers does not address these issues, in my opinion. I think there's something higher going on here. I think that they're playing into the LGBTQ community. Because technically, as far as I'm concerned, this is the only issue that this could address. I don't believe that this is going to address at all the mortality rate that's going on with Native American women of color. Now, this is my personal opinion. That's right, I said it. But to replace the word mother with birthing people, and then draw this conservative think tank leaders and these right-wing media social members, following the release of Biden's budget, which I find a lot of hogwash. Now, I'm going to get back into this, but I want to stay with the true spiritual moment of the day. So let's go to Pastor Geno Jennings, who can put this in its proper perspective from a spiritual and biblical sense.
These dumb ignorant hell-bound congressmen in Congress trying to find what a woman is.
That's right.
Do you know this discussion that's going on in Washington, D.C.? To entertain the transgender community.
Yeah.
What is a woman?
What is a woman?
It's your mama.
Amen.
That's right. Plain and simple.
You that confused? Let me come and watch it. I tell you, it's your mama. It sure ain't your daddy.
That's right. Go ahead. That's right.
What is a woman? Now the transgender want to take away the title mother from the women.
Lord.
Yeah, all you women that got babies, they don't want the women now to be called mothers. They want them to be called baby carriers.
What?
Like you're a freight liner.
Like you're a freight liner.
Baby carriers. And you know these dumb, ignorant congressmen is considering it. Mm. What's a woman? Your mama!
Your mama.
That's right. Give him too much power. President Biden joining in on the conversation. Mm.
We didn't know what a woman is.
A woman is your mama.
That's right. Tell
him
about Pastor.
That man is past 80, isn't he? He's past 80, right?
I believe so.
You mean to tell me you past 80 and you don't know your mama and your wife?
That's right.
Is a woman?
Lord help us.
They keep trying to shove this trash on Africa.
That's
and
right.
African presidents, one by one, is standing up against it.
That's right.
Amen.
One by one.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, let me say this so I can keep it clear with my transgender listeners. That's y'all lifestyle. Okay? I don't have a problem with it. But let me tell you why I don't have a problem with it. It's because I don't have to die for your sins. I don't have to ask for forgiveness for what you guys do. Okay? And I don't cater to non-scriptural or biblical reference pertaining to your lifestyle. If this is what y'all want to do, by all means. I done always gave y'all my opinion on your lifestyle. And I've always told you that, hey, if this is your bucket, by all means, fill it up as high as you want to, because it doesn't affect me. Now, does it, do I have emotional issues and spiritual issues with it? Of course I do. But I'm not going to judge you or try to change you from who you are, because I get the same respect. Ain't nobody trying to change me from who I am. My biblical and spiritual beliefs is mine, and they're mine alone. The only one who has a worry with me would be my wife, which she doesn't, because she stand in the same shoes that I stand in, because we are as one. But trust me, ladies and gentlemen, this worldly thing that they're trying to do from changing my wife and my mother, which is the mother to me, and my wife, the mother to my children, oh, I'm not going to stand for that. And I'm going to speak out on that, just as Pastor General Jennings is doing right now.
Africa, say, well, you ain't bringing that stuff over here.
That's right.
I've been watching the discussion on social media. Different African presidents from different countries rising up. You ain't bringing that over here.
Amen.
And now America want to sanction each country.
Yeah.
It's more quicker to sanction a country who don't condone same-sex marriages, but they won't sanction no country who won't hire blacks to work.
That's right.
Dumb, ignorant, hell-bound country. This is a hell-bound country.
It's something.
Before you know it, the transgender gonna want their Statue of Liberty. Don't be surprised.
Be something.
They gonna want their Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
With a rainbow robe.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
With a face like this.
That's right.
Get themselves an artist.
Amen. Go ahead.
America is going to hell.
That's right.
Going to hell, and you ought to go.
Ought to go.
Amen. All these congressmen and congresswomen.
It's something.
It is sick for a congresswoman to participate in a conversation. What is a woman? It's you.
What is a woman? That's really something.
In China, men are volunteering to be guinea pigs for the Chinese scientists. And the Chinese is trying to get men pregnant.
Lord.
Experimenting on their bodies.
Oh, wow.
Seeing can their bodies carry a baby.
My Lord.
I hope your stomach bursts and you bleed out and die and go to hell.
Hallelujah.
I won't take it back.
No.
I don't care who don't like it.
That's right.
Amen.
Go ahead, man.
God made the man to put forth.
Right.
God made the woman to bring forth.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Why you don't hear this over social media?
No.
Everybody just go along and get along, you bunch of social media heathens.
That's right.
You bunch of heathens, every last one of you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Congress, yes. You want to find out who, and these men are in their 70s and 80s. You don't know your mama, you fool.
That's a fool.
What's a woman? Your mama!
That's right. It's something.
What's a woman?
God help the people.
Now it's a curriculum. They putting these curriculums in schools.
Yeah.
Even books.
Yeah.
Books that show pictures.
Yeah.
To your children.
Oh yeah.
Congress is passing. Oh, they trying to shove this trash.
Oh yeah.
Somebody was telling me some time ago on TikTok, it was two transgenders with an infant. I guess they adopted an infant.
Mm.
And had the one transgender said that it ain't no milk coming out of my breast.
Lord.
Or an infant.
Have mercy, have mercy.
Another transgender was mad with a gynecologist because she wouldn't see him.
No way.
What's she gonna look at?
That's right.
Now let's talk about that. Just for a minute. I'm gonna stay on this spiritual moment, but ladies and gentlemen, come on. A man is going to see a gynecologist, and this doctor has studied and and interned and did all that they could do for studying a woman's body and her biology and how it works and what's going on. Now, you mean to tell me that a man is going in there getting upset at the fact that this woman didn't study for this? That that doctor don't know how a man's physiologically works when it comes to going to see someone who has studied and practiced on how to help a reproductive woman. You've got to be kidding me at the fact that this supposed individual allegedly got upset about the fact that this doctor would not see them. My God, my God, what is this world coming to?
The transgender want to sue the gynecologist.
What?
Because she won't see him. You ain't got what the gynecologist got.
Go ahead, man.
What is wrong with you men that's scared to stand up and speak out against this trap?
That's right. That's right. That's right. They scared.
Gynecologist got more sense than you got. What's she gonna look at, your toes?
My Lord.
She wouldn't see me. I don't blame her. Go to your doctor. Let him look at your plumbing.
Let him look at you. That's right.
That's just how sick it is.
Sick. Sick.
Dumb, ignorant, hell-deserving things.
Yeah.
So all congressmen, all former presidents of America,
yeah,
and all present and future presidents of America, all presidents, all congressmen, all congresswomen, all school teachers, all everybody,
amen,
who's participating in a conversation on behalf of the transgender,
yeah,
the man who want to be the woman,
yes,
Superman want to be Wonder Woman. Yeah? Back in Superman now, he want to wear the lasso and
right.
Bracelets.
That's
went
right.
From man of steel to man of flowers.
Man of flowers.
You dumb, ignorant, hell-bound things.
That's something.
All of you that speak in behalf of the transgender community,
yeah.
What is a woman?
What is a woman?
You ought to die and go to hell.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
There ain't no two women, nor two men can get babies yet.
No.
You just can't do it.
Won't do it.
It ain't no two men or two women can participate.
No.
And get babies here.
No.
Because God designed this.
God designed it. That's right.
This is God designed.
That's right.
You will say I'm gay bashing. No, I'm preaching Bible.
Amen.
Bible said they transformed themselves. Satan have transformed himself into an angel of light. And so man have transformed himself to a woman.
That's right.
Said they're going to try to make it law where you got to have transgender bathrooms, including in the churches. You come on and bring your hair, Congress boy. You Congress boys.
That's right.
First Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, you come here with that law.
Amen.
I take the Bible and beat you unmerciful.
That's right.
I'm not playing either. If you think I'm bluffing, this is one preacher that don't mind challenging all Congress.
All Congress. Go ahead, man.
What's a woman?
What's a woman?
It's all over the news, this discussion taking place.
Have mercy.
For days and weeks and months, how do you define a woman?
How do you define her?
That's your mama.
That's right. That's right.
Short, quick answer. Please, I would love to come. What's wrong? Your mama.
That's right.
I will ask everybody in Congress how you got here.
How you got here.
Amazon delivered you? FedEx sent you here? Did you fell from a man backside?
Go ahead.
Did a man throw you up? Spew you out?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Or did you come from where the Son of Man came from?
That's it.
The womb.
The womb. That's right.
Yeah. Osteen and Jake and these other perverts. One man heard I was sick. He said, oh, he's sick, huh? Well, maybe that'll give him time to lay there and think about and stop talking about Jakes and focus on Jesus.
What?
I'm back and Jake's still going to hell.
That's right. Wow. Amen.
Go ahead.
They don't want me to speak against sin. They don't want me to speak against sin and wrong. They don't want it.
Nope.
Glory to God, they just like they were when Moses was on a mountain and Israel rose up to play, and the Bible said they played and danced. Didn't it say so?
That's right.
Played and danced.
Dance.
And brother, the world is dancing. They dancing too.
Step and fetch it, Pastor.
They dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Having a big time.
Big timing.
And they know the preachers have fell asleep years ago, and they sleep too. They sleep. No, there's not an alarm clock out there in social media. The alarms is dead. They took the batteries out, the alarms are dead.
That's
it's
right.
A flatliner.
That's right. That's right.
Thank God, but the alarm clock is back loud and ringing.
Loud and ringing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. This is an open invitation to all congressmen and congresswomen who stuck in the head of what a woman is. I would love to invite you here to the Truth of God campus for a televised discussion. Have that discussion with me. In fact, several of you. Several of you. It'll be short and sweet. Your mama. That's a woman. And I dare you to tell me it's love.
That's right.
Because I'm going to take it to the Bible and tell you what God called it.
That's right.
He called it abomination.
Abomination.
And being that is of the world, God says love not
the world.
The world.
That's it.
If you would like to hear this entire broadcast, I encourage you to go to YouTube and go to the First Church Truth of God broadcast from, I believe it was July 16th of 2023, last Sunday, about 4 weeks ago. And here, Apostle General Jennings give you the entire sermon on this. And I mind you now, in fact, I encourage you to go and check it out. But set yourself some time, because it's like over 2 hours. You know, you can probably skip through some of the announcements and different things like that. But for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go to my pastor and hear his many broadcasts that he has. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. As I tell you guys always, please continue to do your social distancing, because we're in a new normal. Not the old normal like I see a lot of people trying to get back to. That time, day, and age has gone and passed. And we must protect ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, from the many viruses that's out here and the variances that's popping up from it. So take care of your immune system. Take care of yourself. Eat healthy. Do everything that you can to be able to be around as long as you can to serve our glorious Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. Guys, I bring y'all these stories, and I tell y'all these things for one reason and one reason only. And I know some of you newcomers might be saying, well, what is that? I tell you what that is. That's because I love you. Loving you guys is my food. And Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of my life. And until God grants me the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
Black community suffers from the worst health disparities. The Minister of Wellness Ministries is the only pro-black Bible-based health ministry of its kind. We teach biblical health principles that can eradicate obesity and disease. We have everything you need to feel better than you've ever felt in your life. Act now to get your biblical health ebook and DVD, both for free. TheMinisterOfWellness.com, TheMinisterOfWellness.com.